state-of-the-art chemical and physical laboratory. All our projects adhere to both SAB and ZAB standards. Our target markets are Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Sierra Congo, among others. For additional details, feel free to visit our factory outlet located at Plot 33811 Mongi Road, Heavy Industrial Area, Lusaka, Zambia. Or check out our website at www.goodtimesteel.com. Good Time Steel, committed to building a better Zambia.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Minister of Education orders non-compliant private schools to close. HRC urges information holders to fully comply with the Access to Information Act. In international news, Burkina plots to kill Burkina Faso leader fails. And in sports news, Zambia faces Ghana in the 2026 AFCON draw, CAF futsal. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Ministry of Education has directed all private schools, following the Zambia National Curriculum that opened prematurely for the 2026 academic year, to immediately close and reopen on the 12th January 2026, in line with the official school calendar. The Ministry reiterated that it is the custodian of all education institutions in the country and regulates school operations through established laws and regulations. Under the Education Act No. 23 of 2011, particularly Section 100, Cap 1, the Ministry of Education is mandated to determine the academic calendar, duration of the academic year and school terms, which all schools are required to follow without exception. The directive follows reopens that some private schools opened on the 5th January 2026, despite the Ministry designated opening date for the term 1 being 12th January 2026. The Ministry expressed concern that such act demonstrate disregards of the official school calendar and contravene the provisions of the Education Act. Permanent Secretary of Education Service, Kelvin Mambwe, indicated that all affected private schools must comply with the directive immediately or risk having their operation license revoked.
The Minister of Education is a custodian of all education institutions and as such regulates the operations of all schools, both public and private, through the provision of appropriate regulations. In accordance with the provisions of the Education Act No. 23 of 2011, Section 100, 1A, B, C, D, and E, the Honorable Minister of Education determines the annual calendar, the duration of any academic year, and the terms of an academic year for education institutions. All schools must therefore follow the school calendar provided by the Minister of Education without fail, with the exception of international schools and schools with written authority from the Ministry to implement a different curriculum from the Zambian curriculum, as provided for in the Education Act cited above.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, Chairperson Mwangala Zilumis, has officially launched a 5-day intensive training program for poll staff ahead of the Chawama constituents parliamentary by-elections scheduled for Thursday, 15th January 2026. Speaking at the official opening of the training, Ms. Zilumis underscored the central role poll staff plays in the electoral process, describing them as the custodian of credibility, transparency, and integrity of the elections. she says that all the conduct of the by-elections is complex and demanding exercise that requires the highest level of professionalism, naturality and confidability, noting that the performance of poll staff will have a lasting impact on public confidence in the outcoming of the Chawama poll. The chairperson has explained that the training is designed to fully equip officers with the necessary knowledge, skills and confidence to completely manage polling, counting and result management in full view of election stakeholders, including urgent monitors and observers. Ms. Zulumis further reminded the participant that as forefront officers, voters would depend on them for guidance and fairness throughout the process and appealed to them to strictly adhere to established procedures, upholding the electoral code of conduct and remain calm under pressure. Opposition political parties in Western Province have suffered a major setback following the defection of 47 members to the ruling party, United Party for National Development, UPND, in Mungu Central Constituents. The defections were announced during a call-off event at the UPND Party Secretariat in Mungu, where senior figures from several opposition parties formally joined the governing party. Among those who defected are Citizen First Provincial Chairlady Loveness Chingumbe, her Vice President Utakela Maluke, and other party officials. The Patriotic Front also lost key members, including Provincial Chairlady Namatama Kafuma and Secretary for Women's Affairs Agatha Kamizi. The Socialist Party was equally affected, with Provincial Chairlady Nama Kayombo leading a group of members into the UPND. The mass defections reflect increasing confidence in the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema and the UPND government. The enactment of Bill 7 has played a significant role in attracting members from opposition parties, as it promotes inclusive governance by creating opportunities for women, youth and persons living with disabilities. Welcoming the new members, Western Province UPND Chairperson Kapirwa Mbangweta has encouraged them to fully integrate into the party structures and actively participate in strengthening the party ahead of the 2026 general elections. A member of the public has commended the government for introducing the free education policy, as it is ensuring vulnerable children, especially in rural areas, access education. Mr. Alfred Piri has also advised citizens to get rid of the notion that government teachers are underqualified, as the government only recruits teachers on merit. He has noted that the challenges of free education will be addressed as time goes by, adding that the government has been solving the challenges.
In urban areas, you may not see the importance or the impact of free education, but when you go in rural areas, that's where you appreciate this free education. So for me, I want to commend the government for introducing free education, and we know that this free education, it has come with its own challenges. We can't run away from it. Over enrollment, it's there, and the government is aware. Shortages of desks, it's there. We understand, and the government is not sleeping. Government is doing something to ensure that desks are provided in all the schools across the country. Computers are being donated in schools so that learners are exposed to ICT lessons. Imagine if we allow schools to be charging our learners. How many of our children will be deprived? If there is an institution which believes in quality, it is the government. Mm-hmm. When government is recruiting teachers, they are recruiting qualified teachers.
Meanwhile, another citizen, Ms. Jessie of Lusaka, has stated that the education has become compromised. She notes that most pupils have become dull as they do not have one-on-one teaching with their teachers due to overcrowding in classes. She has advised the government to work on the economy to enable parents afford private schools.
Education is not a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as we appreciate free education,
there
is no to say that we are for free. After all, we are going to be able to do the quality of education that we acquire. It was appreciated. Free education in New York. They are always saying, bravo. I want to know what you are doing. 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 Hey, that's why I did it. mkuru aile mkusambirira kwa wamanto wa fialu wa fena idea wisdom ya kuweba chari ya mkuhika profeka anore jai kwa wana wala master learners chati watu wali wakuskuru kwa mkushita kwa education no mbaya apiru wakuskuru umlandu wa quality of education yu wale chita provide ni shifishi file chitika kumbia vya chati ni solution ya pama yupi ndiba wamea economy ndiba wamea economy chio chifika siyaveko.
The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has reported steady progress in restoring water supply in Lundazi district following the shutdown of the Eastern Water and Sanitation Company, EWSC Water Treatment.